In the evening edition, in the headlines, criminal lawyer wants government to have a more strategic approach to addressing the spike in crime. Barbados commemorates Emancipation Day today. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is in discussions with junior doctors to address their grievances. And a flash flood watch is in effect for southwestern districts of Barbados. This is the evening edition, the latest. Good evening. I am Ronald Clark. The convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association, Marty Garnes, has called for a more measured approach to addressing the spiking crime. The Bar Association protests the swift bail bill laid in Parliament on Tuesday. They're calling for a consultation with the Joint Select Committee. Committee members expressed concern that they were only given 2 days' notice about the draft legislation and were not consulted.
It needs to be measured and come from a place of speaking to the persons that who live and literally are part of the system. You have to ask yourselves now if it is, was it that other state agencies were involved in this? Or is this just a simple knee-jerk reaction that would have been made in this particular piece of legislation? But if it is, we're really looking at the heart of the issue. There's nothing wrong with the current Bail Act that's from 2001. There's nothing wrong with it.
Mr. Garnes commented on statements by the Attorney General that the Act may come with challenges.
This has certain implications, and if it is that they don't refer to the Joint
Select Committee,
well, I guess the challenges will come. And if it is the challenges do come, then no, you have to ask yourselves, well, what remedy would be available? Is it a situation where then, because someone is being kept on remand, can't get bail, etc., for 3, 4, 5 years of education, what is the remedy available? Is it that that person will now get some money from the government? Think about it.
Convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association, Marty Garnes. Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, has urged Barbadians to be inspired by the efforts of those in the past to determine the way forward for the country. The minister revealed this during her emancipation message after leading the annual march to the Busser statue at Haggett Hall. The march culminated with cultural presentations and speeches which celebrated the achievements of those who paved the way for our freedom.
Here this morning, as we have gathered, with a sense of unity, a sense of purpose, a sense in which we understand the significance of history, a sense in which we understand that history not only tells us about the past, but that it can be used to inspire us. That fills me with a sense of hope, because it is in that inspiration, it is in that understanding of the blood, the sweat, and the tears that we've talked about today, about the why, about the people who have sacrificed. It is within that inspiration, that potential to inspire generations, that we get, as Sister Keturah has asked us, a spirit of clarity in terms of where we go as a nation, how we develop, and how we move onward.
The minister believes the stories of those who made significant contributions in the past need to be told to the nation's youth today.
Something that unfortunately we do not often value enough. We don't often value the fact that we need to be able to say to our generations that we have a legacy of people who not only suffered, a legacy of people who not only cried, but a legacy of people who overcame. And perhaps if we can garner those stories, if we can garner this moment of clarity, that it can lead us to inspire those young men now who are perhaps so filled with a sense of hopelessness and in their hearts perhaps a level of malice, that we can remind them that they come from a legacy of greatness who have given to the world.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris, says they are in discussion with junior doctors and the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners to address issues regarding the terms and conditions of the junior doctors, as well as other concerns. Mr. Harris was speaking following the Faculty of Medical Sciences oath-taking ceremony of the new graduates of the University of the West Indies Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery programs.
We are in discussions with BAM and stuff and the Junior Doctors Association in the hospital about those things. Are we close? I think so. I do believe that they understand what we are trying to do is going to try to find solutions that would allow them more downtime. But it isn't more downtime necessary to sleep. It is, the argument is for more downtime for them to study and improve their skills and stuff. So I think once we can find a good balance there, we will be okay.
Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris. A flash flood watch is in effect for the southwestern districts of Barbados. Meteorologist Jonathan Aline tells us more.
A flash flood watch is in effect for southwestern districts of Barbados. Excessive rainfall throughout the afternoon could generate flooding in the vicinity of Christchurch, St. Michael, St. James and surrounding areas. There is a medium possibility of significant flooding which may result in soil erosion on bared or scarred land surfaces, water settlements on roads and fields which may lead to isolated divergence, increases in water levels of existing water bodies, for example ponds. Residents and visitors should also be aware that this alert level could elevate to red. Across southwestern districts, moderate to heavy showers could produce up to 50 mm of rainfall during the afternoon. This is a result of daytime heating and the current light winds allowing cloud development over the island. Rainfall intensities are expected to peak during the afternoon and conditions will improve during the late evening.
Meteorologist Jonathan Aline. In Jamaica, 30 illegal firearms have been seized in the Westmoreland Police Division since January, an increase of 12 when compared with the corresponding period last year. 14 of the firearms, including 7 high-powered military-grade assault rifles, were seized in the last 3 weeks. Alongside the firearms, more than 460 rounds of ammunition have been seized, marking a 5% increase over the similar period in the previous year. Commanding officer for the Westmoreland Division, Superintendent Othniel Dobson, said a key factor in these successes has been the consistent targeting of the notorious Kings Valley Gang. Superintendent Dobson said this gang has been a significant source of illegal weapons and violence in the parish. He said recent intelligence-driven operations against the gang have not only resulted in the recovery of illegal firearms and ammunition, but have also led to numerous arrests. And U.S. President Joe Biden confirms 4 prisoners are finally coming home from Russia as part of the biggest swap since the Cold War. He says the released prisoners were convicted in show trials and will soon be wheels up at an airport in Turkey to return to the United States. The deal frees 24 prisoners being held in 6 countries, 16 detainees from the West and 8 who are returning to Russia. Recapping the top story, a criminal lawyer wants government to have a more strategic approach to addressing the spike in crime. And Barbados commemorates Emancipation Day today. A reminder, don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.